for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where America gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of a radio talk program. We're the radio talk show that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! I am your host. Write down our toll-free telephone number. You're going to need it. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our program. Here we are together again on the radio. And, yeah, I've got the crud, but I'm working. You know what I'm saying? I'm not slacking off here. I'm doing the goddamn job. I'm here doing it. For God's sake. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate your tolerance. Appreciate your presence here. I have had the crud now for a couple of weeks. I've been taking everything under the sun, and I don't need any remedies. Do not call in. I know them all. I'm taking them all. You know, anyone you could name, I'm already taking it. Or have taken it. Trust me. I've gotten every suggestion in the world. And I've taken most of them. The ones I haven't taken, I just haven't taken them yet. But I will. I'll get around to all of them. I'm going to talk to you boys out there who for whatever reason, and this is something I do not understand, those of you who get off on sharing your wife or girlfriend with other guys, I don't want to talk about the chicks because, you know, I know there'll be plenty of guys who could call in and say we all like seeing two chicks together. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those of you who, I guess the sex must be that bad. You must be that bored. You must be together that long. That in order to get off, you have to see your wife with some other guy. Now, a lot of you advertise in the usual places. Personal ads, Craigslist, whatever. Sometimes in porn or S&M magazines, they've got those ads in the back. Your local alternative newspaper, you have those ads in the back. This is something I've never understood. You know, my opinion is if you need to loan your girl out because you can't get turned on unless you see somebody else banging her, you should not be married. You shouldn't be living with anyone. You should be having sex with whomever you please. I think a lot of people like this just don't have the balls or the self-esteem to live alone. They have to have somebody there to make dinner or open the mailbox or whatever. But their own sex life is so dull and so in need of serious hot sauce level spice that they just can't get off unless they see their girl being banged by some other guy. And then some of you break into categories. Some of you share your girl with, like, people you meet through swinger ads or at swing parties or whatever. Others of you just like sharing her with, like, your buddy or a neighbor. I've never gotten that at all. By the way, I hold to my contention because I've done so many shows about this. Most of these chicks are hideous beyond belief. Either they're over the hill, they're fat, they've always been fugly. Maybe they had, for one brief shining moment, maybe on their wedding day, they had something going on. Nowadays, they're just, you know, chunky suburban housewives. You're bored looking at them. They're bored having sex with you. So you lend them out, or you watch. Over the years, I've had countless guys write to me to tell me that their wives were hot and that they'd like nothing better than for me to come over and do their wives so they could see it. I mean, I'm not talking about one or two letters. I'm talking thousands over the years. Thousands of letters. Guys sending photographs of their wives and girlfriends. Please come over and do her. They'd ask if they could watch from the closet or they could videotape it. Some of them would say they didn't even care if they saw it. They just wanted to know what was going on. They wanted to get a full report. I don't understand this. So I'm wondering if you're one of those people. Are you one of those people who's in a relationship that's so sexually dead that you have to lend your girl out for parties and other occasions? You have to lend her out to other guys. You have to see her getting it every which way from somebody else in order to get turned on. Are you in a relationship like that?
Tom Likas.
1-800-5800-TOM. 1-800-5800-866.
I think you need to sit back and double-check your priorities.
Oh, please. My priorities are that we start making things fair in this country for men, because men have gotten their asses kicked.
It's the Tom Likas Show.
Tom Likas Show. It's 1-800-5800-TOM. JB on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Tom, huge fan. How you doing, sir?
I'm okay, JB.
Well, you know, listening, you brought up a topic. Me and the wife are swingers.
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 How long have you been married?
3 years.
3 years.
Yes, sir.
Have you always been a swinger?
We started in about the last year.
So you were bored 2 years in.
It wasn't necessarily boredom, Tom.
Sure it was.
We were both pretty promiscuous when we were single.
Yeah.
And this is a way for us to get some release without actually cheating.
Why'd you need to get married?
I had kiddos.
Why'd you have kids?
Not the safest at the time.
Why not?
Alcohol.
You didn't have to have kids, though. You could have had an abortion.
She was pretty Christian at the time, so...
Well, she wasn't too Christian to fornicate.
Listen, I'm an atheist.
I understand.
No, I hear what you're saying, but I kind of jumped on board.
And by the way, if she's Christian, what does it say in the Bible about swinging?
I've kind of changed her.
You have?
Yes, sir.
So she's no longer Christian?
I don't know what she believes, but she doesn't go to church.
Mm-hmm. And so, you're a swapper or you're a watcher?
Mostly a swapper. I like to get me some. She likes to get her some.
I have never seen a hot swinger.
I'll send you pictures.
Please.
There's a club in Dallas full of hot swingers next time you're in town.
I'll have to get a look.
Definitely. It is worth its weight in gold.
I can't go to a swing club because I don't have a partner, but...
Get a hooker. It's worth it.
Really?
Really.
Is that what people do if they don't have somebody? They just hire a hooker for the night?
Actually, this one club, you see a lot of strippers. A ton of strippers.
Really?
Yep. It's like ancient Rome. It's just totally decadent. Basically...
Now, do you get off on watching your wife with other guys?
No, but it doesn't disgust me either. I mean, if she's enjoying herself, more power to her.
Do you watch her?
I've seen it.
Do you watch her? I don't mean do you see her out of the corner of your eye. I mean, do you, like, gape at her?
No.
No.
Most of the time, I'll join in.
I see. So you're 27, married 3 years already. And you're already in need of swinging.
Just some spice in the life.
I see. And what happens when your kids get older?
Probably retire from the swinging game.
I see. Mm-hmm. All right, JB, I just wanted to get a little background on that. Thank you. 1-800-5800-TOM. It's Lynn on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Lynn.
First time, long time.
Thank you.
And I have to say, your show rocks.
Thank you.
Except I have to turn it off when my son's in the car. So, anyhow, Married 15 years. Definitely not a boring sex life, but just looked for something to, something a little different, something to spice it up. So I guess we're what you would call swingers. We go to parties, we full swap, we watch each other. And I have to agree that most of the women who are involved with it, are overweight.
There's a lot of bad teeth in there.
I haven't seen that a whole lot yet, but a lot of definitely overweight women in it, not a lot of the younger ones. I haven't gotten any complaints, so I'm pretty happy.
Now, if you need to do this, why did you need to get married?
Well, we've only been doing this for a little over a year. We've been married for 15 years.
So what was that conversation like when you sat down and discussed this? Who brought it up?
My husband did.
He brought it up. Where did he get this idea from?
Actually, I think from Penthouse Magazine.
Really?
Penthouse Forum.
He's one of the few still reading that.
Well, did then.
Yeah.
But, you know, it gets you talking. And I was rather resistant to the idea at first. I thought, you know, normal people don't do stuff like that. Mm. But normal people do stuff like that. And I have to say, I'm having a great time.
So how many guys do you sleep with in the course of a year?
Oh, gosh. Maybe a dozen.
About one a month.
15. Pardon?
About one a month.
Yeah, it depends. Now we're starting to go to some larger parties. So a couple weeks ago, we went to a party, and some people we knew, some people we didn't know. And the other thing I have to say about the women, a lot of the women who are involved in this are mostly bi. I'm not. So while they're having their fun with each other, I get all the guys.
So how many guys would bang you in one night?
At that party, I think there was four or five.
Really?
Yeah. Including my husband.
Four or five in a night?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. And do you use condoms?
Absolutely. Well, not without it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely play safe. I've been involved in the medical field in the past. I would never even consider it.
Has either one of you ever gotten jealous?
I did once.
What were you jealous about?
A miscommunication. We had agreed on always being in the same room, and he went off with another gal into a different room, and that bothered me. But sometimes it's hard when you get so wrapped up in the moment, and it's never happened again because then we wouldn't still be doing it.
Yeah.
But it was just a momentary lapse in judgment on his part.
Oh. Why is that so important to you?
Well, safety for one thing, especially if you're with people that you don't know well.
What can you tell about the person he's banging by seeing them that you can't tell when you can't see them?
Well, you can't, and it's well, not so much safety for his part, but for mine, because I have had a couple of not as pleasant experiences with guys who are really pushy and didn't want to take no for an answer. The thing they don't know is I'm also a purple belt in karate. So after they find that out, no, they understand.
I see.
But some of them tend to be rather pushy. Mm. And I've found that the more money they have, the pushier they are.
Uh-huh. You would think the more money they have, the less they would need swinging.
You would think, but I think some of them are professionals, doctors, lawyers, and I think their mindset is they can buy anything, and because they have money, you're supposed to do whatever they want, and
right.
That's not how it works. You know, it's got to be a good time for everyone. And most people are very respectful of boundaries.
Oh, that's all that boundaries. I mean, you're breaking the rules in the first place. Then you propose that there are other rules.
Well, there are, because there's some things that some people are not into. I don't know what words I can say on the air or not, but there's some things that people don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some things that, you know, some people like everything. But if you're upfront with your communication with the people that you're with, there's not a problem.
Okay. Well, Lynn, thank you. Appreciate the call. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. This is Melissa on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm okay, Melissa.
Good. I was calling just because I have been married for 8 years, and my husband and I, we've never really done anything, but I have a big fantasy of watching him with another woman.
Why do you want to see that?
Well, I'm attracted to women. I've had girlfriends before I was married. And I just think it would be really sexy.
Once
really
a bisexual, always a bisexual.
It is true. I'm madly in love with my husband. We have an excellent sex life. I'm the only woman he's ever been with, though. And I don't know. I feel like he's kind of missing out.
You feel like you're missing out.
You think that's what it is?
Of course I do.
I'm happy to... I mean, I don't have to join in. I would be happy just to sit back and watch.
Yeah, but you'd love to join in.
But I would love to join in. That's true.
Yes, you would.
But so, I don't know. The only thing that sort of held us back is finding a girl that's not insane, you know, because girls can't seem to separate sex and love and all that good stuff. But I don't know. I just think it would be a really fun thing to do.
Thank you, Melissa. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Samantha on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
I am that girl.
What girl?
That girl that she's looking for.
Really? Are you married?
No, but I completely agree with what she's saying.
With what exactly? She said a lot of things. Guess we'll never know. Penelope on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Penelope.
How are you?
Do you care?
Of course I do.
Doing great.
Good. I called to tell you that I don't know what those people are talking about. My boyfriend and I are swingers, and we have no plans of ever getting married. And we belong to a website that has the hottest people that you probably have ever laid eyes on that
really?
Are on there.
Really? Yeah, yeah, I'd like to see what those people look like in real life.
Oh, God, they're amazing. I'm not kidding. Like, nipped and tucked like you would not believe.
Now, why do you need a boyfriend for this? Why can't you just have sex with whoever you want to be done with it?
Oh, I could. I could be on there as a single girl, and my life would be easier. But I like him, and he's a big old whore like me, so we like to run around and have fun.
But you couldn't do that separately?
We could, and we have.
Why do you need to be together with somebody?
Well, we're not really in a committed relationship. It's very open.
Right. So what kind of relationship is that?
What kind of relationship is
that?
I don't know. It's more like a best friend thing. Like, we just pal around.
I see.
He's my personal driver, basically.
Your personal driver. Are you a big drinker?
Well, I have been known to.
And he's not?
No, he drinks, but not. Yeah.
I see.
I just don't like to drive.
So you leave the drunk driving to the professionals.
Exactly.
I see.
If you guys ever want to check out the site, I'll give it to you off the air. I'd get in big trouble if I said it on the air.
How many guys have you been with, Penelope?
Oh, God. Why do you guys keep asking me that? I have no idea.
Ballpark?
200?
200.
Maybe? Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe more.
You don't even know anymore. You don't care.
I don't know. What difference does it make?
The more the merrier.
I've never had an STD.
Really?
Yeah.
Probably immune by now.
No, I'm always practicing safe sex.
Right.
And I am a big-time Likas 101 disciple.
How so?
I use everything that you say. I use it when I go out with guys.
And it works?
Always. Like a charm.
Love to hear that.
Yep, you rule, Tom.
Thank you, Penelope.
Okay, I love you. Bye.
Appreciate the call. Susie on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hello.
Susie.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
Yes. Me and my husband were swingers, and we're hot, and everybody on the website that we're on is hot. And when you're married, even if you are married to somebody as beautiful as Pamela Anderson, you still want to have sex with other women.
So then why be married?
Because you need a companion for life.
No, you really don't.
You need somebody to rely on for the rest of your life.
No, you really don't. And you can't rely on anybody for the rest of your life. That's complete luck.
I don't think so. We rely on each other. We have conversations with each
other. Where do you live, Susie?
We're best friends.
Where do you live? What city?
Las Vegas.
Yeah. What's the divorce rate in Las Vegas?
Probably 95%.
Yeah, okay.
We've been together 16 years.
How old are you now?
33.
Mm-hmm. More likely it won't last.
Why do you say that?
Because you got together at 17.
And we've been together 16 years? What else could go wrong?
Well, yeah, when you're banging other people, you might find somebody you like better than him, or he might find somebody he likes better than you.
No way. Everybody's married.
Dear, that won't last. Check again in a year.
All right. Love you. Talk to you later.
Thank you, darling. 1-800-5800-TOM. This is Mike on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Mike.
First time.
Thank you.
I got a great, great story for you. I live out of town. I live in Phoenix. And I work in California, so I just call home on the weekends. And my buddy hooked me up with this swinging couple that live where I'm staying. I just walk right across the street, do whatever she wants. I just bring a bottle of wine over, and that's it.
And that's it. So you're not married. You're banging some married chick.
I'm married. I have two kids.
You are married.
I've been married for 22 years.
Okay. And does your wife know about this?
Oh, not at all, Tom.
No.
No. Are you kidding?
So
I had the best of two worlds.
When you bang this chick.
Oh, yeah.
Does her husband know about it?
Oh, he watches. He watches. This is how he loves it. He says, Mike, go ahead. Do what you have to do. And then, boom, when I'm done, he takes over.
He comes in out of the bullpen.
Tom Likas. 1-800-5800-TOM.
The only thing God did, he screwed up with a woman, gave her a brain.
Are you suggesting on a woman a brain is like tonsils? They don't really do anything. You can have them removed?
Yeah.
The Tom Likas Show.
From Los Angeles, the Tom Likas Show. What is it with these swappers, swingers, sharers? Mike, hello.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, let's see. We've been married 8 years, and we've been swinging and swapping for five. We were out of town, went to an adult shop just to, you know, pick up toys or whatever. Swinger magazine in there, and we were kind of laughing about it, and a rather attractive girl that worked in there said, hey, there's a swing party right around the block from here tonight. We ended up going there that night just to see what was going on, and everything you said is pretty much true. I mean, you walk in there and pretty much disgusting people, and it's, yeah. You know, whatever. And we're
That's a rotten teeth and the rolls of fat.
I mean, honestly, the very first sight we seen was a lady who probably weighed about the size of a Volkswagen.
Right.
And there was some not good things going on around her, and it was pretty hilarious. And we're just laughing and doing our thing. Well, we ended up playing with each other in a room, private closed room. And, of course, you got all the idiots knocking on the doors and playing all the games. Well, at one point I got up a little bit upset about it, opened the door, and there is a rather attractive couple. At least she was cute. I don't really care about the dude. We let him in. We're talking to him, and things happened. And it was quite a lot of fun. It's one time you go away from it. But the more we talked about it, the more we've done it, you have to be picky, and it is just quite a lot of fun. The only one real thing you have to watch is you do not.
We'll never know. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. Stephanie on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
I just wanted to share my experience at the swingers party. A few years ago, hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. A few years ago,
we were
going to a party, and I said, okay, and I got there, and he's very good looking, too. I got there, and it was a swingers party. I had no idea, and they didn't charge us to get in because we were a very good looking couple. I'm 5'9", 120 pounds, 34 double D, red hair, and everybody there was fat. And I was so nervous, and every time I went from one room to another, everybody would follow me. And my friend that I was with, he just immediately started banging this one girl that was breaking in the swing that they hung. I was sitting on the couch looking at Playboy magazines, and I heard a slurping noise, and I looked next to me, and these fat people are sucking on each other and everything. And when I was leaving, the woman and the guy that were throwing the party, she was in the middle receiving from the front and receiving from the back, standing up completely naked, like bouncing, pumping, bouncing back and forth and waving at me, bye, all at the same time. And I was just so happy to get out of there. It was really, the people were really unattractive.
What happened to the guy who brought you?
He stayed. I was like, whatever. You know, he had a sex addiction problem anyway, so.
So were you dating him before that?
We were actually really good friends. I mean, he's super good looking and everything, and we were just really good friends.
So why did he trick you into this if he was such a good friend?
I think he liked me because, you know, we were good looking and he wanted to be with me and stuff. And I think that if he told me, you know, I don't think I would have gone. I don't think I would have been interested in it. But currently now, with the boyfriend that I have now, I bring him other girls. And I have a girlfriend that works at a giant 33,000-square-foot place downtown. And it's a bunch of different theme rooms. And every Friday, Saturday night, they have swingers parties there.
Mm-hmm.
So my boyfriend and I are going to go check that out and, you know, just be more voyeurs. But I don't have a problem, you know, if my boyfriend would be interested in doing something to another girl as long as I'm there.
Oh.
So maybe you should go to a swingers party.
No. You know, if I want to have sex with somebody, I'll have sex with whoever I want to have sex with. I do not need to have a girlfriend or a wife and then go have sex with other people.
Yeah, well, I guess sometimes you get bored. And I think a lot of times when you're super good looking,
if you get that bored, you don't belong in a relationship.
Well, I've been able to have any guy I want, from singers of bands to just any guy I want. And it's like, it's not entertaining anymore. So you want to try new things.
But you're still doing it.
Yeah, sort of, you know, but you know, it's all about keeping my man happy. I've said no to him 2 times in 2 years. You just don't say no. You know, he takes care of me and he gets what he wants. Just like you said, never stop fellating.
Words to live by. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. This is Peter on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good.
I always had fantasies about watching my wife, and she resisted the idea for years. And then finally she gave in, started with me watching, and then progressed to me letting her see men, you know, by herself, and then come home and tell me about it.
All right.
And then finally she was seeing this one guy, and I was not comfortable with it anymore, and I asked her to stop, and she told me she did, but she didn't. And she kept seeing him for, I don't know, a year and a half, I guess, and finally fell in love and left me.
That's what I warn people about.
Yeah, I've heard you say that before. It's really true. you know, it's a lot of fun. It's you know, if you're into that sort of thing, but you know, it'll ruin your relationship.
Yeah. So if you don't care about ruining your relationship, go for it. But you're an example of what I talk about all the time.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome. Bye bye.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-5800 Tom is our telephone number. Jim on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm okay, Jim.
Long time.
Thank you.
Hey, so on your topic, I've been involved in the swing world for about 10 years here in L.A., and I'm now about 33, good looking, make six figures,
right.
And can't tell you how many times I've run into situations where these boyfriends or husbands love to watch me bang their girl.
Right.
Just up and down and sideways. And I'm not married. I'm a single guy. I have this girl I take to these. And these parties are exclusive. You have to show your picture before you're allowed to go in. It's underground. And it is crazy. These girls, everybody.
They what?
What's that?
These girls what?
These parties. You have to show your pictures.
Right. No, I heard that part.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We lost you for a second.
You said these girls something, and I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're absolutely stunning.
Oh, they're stunning. Okay.
Stunning. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. If this was in any other L.A. club, you expect a velvet rope.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's entirely underground. Not a lot of people know about it, but the people that do know about it, they're happy to be in it.
Unbelievable.
1-800-5800-TOM.
There are women out there who enjoy giving oral sex, and I don't want the men out there to be disappointed and think that they can't find a woman like that because we're out here.
I know you are, and a lot of guys are still looking for you, baby.
The Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show from Los Angeles at 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number. And we are edging ever closer to Boys Night Out, which is coming to you 3 weeks from this Friday to the Majestic Theater in Dallas. That is Friday, December 2nd at 8:30 p.m. I'm the MC for this outrageous show. It's for guys only. Bobby Slayton's our headliner. And I want to tell you something. Your wife or girlfriend will be horrified at the stuff we say on that stage. Believe me. So you best not bring them. No bitches. No battle axes. No wives. No girlfriends. No daughters. No moms. No grandmothers. I don't even care if they're MILFs or GILFs. I don't care. No chicks in the audience. It's a night for just the guys. And we will say stuff on that stage we could never get away with on the air, much less in front of your girlfriend. Or your wife. Tickets are available right now at Ticketmaster if you call them. 214-373-8000. 214-373-8000. We'll go to Ticketmaster.com. It's Boys Night Out, Friday, December 2nd at the legendary Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas. 8:30 p.m. is the time. 214-373-8000 or go to Ticketmaster.com. If you're driving around and you can't remember all the information, just go to our website, blowmeuptom.com. It's all there. Boys Night Out coming to Dallas. It's one night only. You ask for it. Now's the time to step up to the plate, get your tickets. Bring all the boys from the office. Bring the guys you bowl with. Bring the guys you go to the football game with. Bring the guys you fish or hunt with. Bring your boys. Bring your son, bring your nephew, maybe it's visitation weekend, piss off that ex-wife of yours. No age limit on this, so you can bring your 14-year-old son if you want to. But it is for guys, and it's adult humor, boys. It's outrageous stuff. Boys Night Out, 214-373-8000. 214-373-8000, or go to Ticketmaster.com. 1-800-5800-TOM is our telephone number. This is Katrina on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hi. How are you doing, Tom?
Great.
Okay. Well, I was wondering what you thought about my situation.
I don't know your situation.
Okay. My fiance, he wants, obviously, to have a threesome with another woman. But to try and get me to do that, he's saying, well, I'll give you a threesome with another man. So it would be, but I'm not comfortable with that. And I don't really want to have a threesome because I know it'll ruin our relationship, but he keeps talking about it. And then while we're having sex, he'll be like, you know, oh, I know you want to, you know, have sex with another guy. Can you imagine it here? And he goes off about it. And it's like,
but you don't want that.
But I don't want that. I mean, well, I mean, not with him because I love him and I don't want to ruin a relationship. If I were single, you know, and alone, you know, maybe that's something I'd try. But
yeah, well, I'm on your side. But maybe you're marrying the wrong guy.
You know, yeah, I don't know. And I know he's afraid he's going to get bored.
Well, if he's afraid he's going to get bored, he shouldn't be getting married.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know. He's just a really great guy, and, I mean, he's
a really great guy who wants to have sex with other people.
Yeah. So you don't think it's a good idea?
It doesn't sound like marriage material to me.
Okay.
Does it to you?
No.
You wouldn't have kids with this guy?
Yeah.
Guy wants to have sex with other people.
Yeah.
You better think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, laugh it up over there. Our email address is my name. It's tom@blowmeuptom.com.
The Tom Likas Show.